I just want you to cast your minds back for 6 or 7 weeks. I interviewed the now ex-Woolworths CEO, Brad Banducci. And I got stuck into him because he was trying to argue this silly case as to why Woolworths didn't sell any Australia Day merchandise. And his argument was, oh, well, Australia Day is not about food, which I'm sure the meat and livestock people would find that amusing given that they did the Sam Kikovich lamb ads every Australia Day. So I got stuck into him for that. But right now, Brad Banducci, he's actually still the CEO for a few more months of Woolworths, is being grilled by a federal parliament committee about pricing in supermarkets. And a big argument has blown up. He's been questioned by Green Senator Nick McKim, who's the Green sort of economic spokesperson. And they're arguing about a thing called return on equity versus return on investment. Now, I'm just going to, in 1 minute, try and explain the argument, and I'm actually on Brad Banducci's side here. Return on equity says how much profit do you make compared to your shareholders' funds? So, you know, the money that shareholders, a lot of people are shareholders in Woolworths, that you put in when you own shares, that's shareholders' funds. How does the profit relate to shareholders' funds? And Woolies' profit to shareholders' funds is, I think, north of 20%. However, Brad Banducci says, no, you've got to look at this alternative measure called return on investment. And return on investment is the total capital that the business has, which includes debt. So Woolworths has quite a high level of debt. So when you add debt and shareholders' funds, that's the money used to fund the business together, Woolies' return on investment is about 10%, which is actually pretty, it's okay, but not great. Anyway, the Greens are saying that Brad Banducci is lying and he doesn't want to talk about the right measure of profit and whatever. I can tell you, in the business world, return on investment, that is the return on both the debt and the shareholders' funds, is the measure that people look at. Some businesses have more debt than others, and Woolworths is one of those businesses. Anyway, that's what they're arguing about in federal parliaments yesterday and probably today.